This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, you have made it. You have crested the hump of the week, and you're on the home stretch now. And here's what we have on tap for tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Fannie Willis won her primary. She's celebrating. We're going to talk about why these things happen. We're going to talk about the apathetic voting public. Why do ugly things still happen in blue cities in red states? There's an illegal in New York lodging some complaints about the treatment here. Some Ukraine-Russia talk, a bunch of money talk, emails, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. First, I need to do something. And I need to clarify. I'm going to put the all. You know, I don't love disclaimers, but every now and then they're necessary. I need to put a disclaimer out there before I go into what I'm about to go into. Life is too short for fear. Life is too short to hide under your bed for any reason and be afraid. This is the only life you have. It's the only one you're ever going to have. You're not going to come back one day. I was talking to my wife about taking the boys to this place we were thinking about going. I won't go into the details of it. It's a country that's got some unrest there, and we wanted to go there and do some things. And I was talking to her about it, and I was actually the one that said, are we sure we're comfortable with that? And she said, you can't live your life in fear. So before I go into what I'm about to go into, I just want to make sure I drive this point home. What I'm about to say might rattle you a little bit. Certainly rattles me when I dwell on it too long, but I don't want you to hold back on anything in life or not do anything. You know, can't live your life that way. Just like we always talked about during COVID, you can't live your life that way. Take your stupid mask off, go play with your friends, go live your life. If you get sick, pray your way through it and try to just, you know, get by. But that's how life has to be. So let's dig into this, because this is obviously, it's in the news today. There are a few different things in the news, and I have some things, some addendums to add to it. First, Corinne Diversity Hire, she was being pressed pretty hard today on illegal immigration. And, you know, she went into standard stuff, a nation of immigrants.
And access to lawful immigration pathways while expediting access to work authorization for those who are eligible. The president is clear about where he stands. He believes we are a nation of immigrants and a nation of laws.
Tell you what, that whole nation of immigrants thing, We're about to have a long talk on that after I'm done here. So let's just go ahead and circle back to that one. Mayorkas said something today. Before I get to what he said, I want to drop two little tidbits in your lap. Bill Malugin is a great reporter. He's a Fox News reporter. He's a great reporter, diligent about covering what's happening at the border. He's always down there, always interviewing, always filming, always putting things out. He had this little tidbit on where these people come from. Listen to this, and then I have another one you probably haven't heard yet.
Where are you guys from? What country?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
India.
India. Where are you from?
Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey.
India.
India. Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
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 Turkey. Where are you guys from?
China.
China.
Ecuador.
Ecuador? Where are you guys from?
India.
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 India. India.
India. Sagar Baba.
India. India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India. India. All India?
India.
India. Iran.
Iran.
You're all from Iran. Why'd you come?
No freedom.
No freedom?
Yes, in Iran. Iran is a dangerous country.
No. Iran. China. India. 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 Iran. China. Pakistan. Okay. Here's another little tidbit. This is not my reporting. I want to make sure I give her credit for it. Brittany Mayer is one of the independent journalists. She's out of California. She's wonderful. She's all over this stuff. I was talking to Brittany, and the Chinese males, military age males who are coming here, there's a hub in San Diego where the illegals gather. And then the illegals are whisked away to all parts of the country. From San Diego, they go to New York, they go to Texas, they go to Wyoming, they go to Florida, they go to everywhere. But there's a hub where they gather these illegals and they whisk them away. But at this hub, there is a different system for the Chinese. You see, the Chinese, all males, military age, they don't hop on the same catch-all buses and planes that everyone from Ecuador and India and Pakistan hop on. Chinese people show up. We don't know who they are, but Chinese people show up separately to gather the young military-age Chinese males into their vehicles and take them into the United States of America. So that's concerning, no? And then I heard this testimony today from Alejandro Mayorkas. It's a little long. I'll probably let it run. Who knows? It's me. I'll probably interrupt it at some point in time. But there's something he won't say here. And I'll be honest, it's on my mind.
And do you think we are safe with how porous the border has become? Are we safer now than we were before 9/11?
I would say three things, Anil. One, I'm incredibly proud of the men and women of the United States Border Patrol that risk their lives every day.
No, I'm sure you are, but are we safe?
Okay, he's filibustering. He knows that's what they do. They try to answer questions like this so they don't ever have to get to the nitty-gritty of it.
Are we safe for now?
Number one. Number two, our screening and vetting capabilities are stronger than they ever have been. And three, the reality is, Neil, that we, and not just the United States alone, but Western countries are in a heightened threat environment, especially after the October 7th terrorist attacks by Hamas against Israel. That has only elevated the threat environment in Western countries, and that is why we are as vigilant as we are 24/7 in keeping our country safe.
Okay. Just pause on that. We're actually going to circle back to that. Chris just dug this one up. I'd forgotten about this. Good work, Chris. In October of 2023, this was Martha McCallum. Here she was.
Border Patrol sources telling Fox News that dozens, and in some cases hundreds, of migrants from the countries of Iran, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Russia, and China have been caught trying to use this very porous border to our south in order to illegally get into the United States over the course of a couple of weeks this month. So 151 individuals on the terror watch list, which, you know, began after 9/11. They created this list to keep track of certain individuals that they're very concerned about. 151 of them have made their way across the border. And that's more than the total of the previous 6 years combined.
Okay. Now, let's play this Mayorkas one again. And I want you to listen with this ear. We have Bill Melugin on the border, and he's not the only one doing this, talking about people coming from everywhere, Iran, Pakistan. We know there are people on the terror watch list who are coming here. We know things, again, courtesy of Brittany Mayer's reporting, we know that the Chinese people are getting with other Chinese people. They're not going through the normal systems, and they're being whisked away. And now we have Alejandro Mayorkas being pressed many, many times about the safety, and he very clearly won't answer the question. So I want you to listen again and listen with this ear. Tomorrow you wake up, I wake up. God forbid. Tomorrow we wake up and there's some awful thing that has happened in the country. Use your imagination. We've all seen terror attacks. We all know what they look like. Anyone of a certain age remembers towers coming down in New York City. It's just awful, awful. Everyone remembers what that's like. So pick your terrorist attack. We wake up tomorrow morning, our eyeballs pop out of our head because something awful has happened. What will happen after that is the same thing that happened after 9/11. What will happen after the next major terrorist thing or foreign adversary thing? What will happen is the American people will be sad. The American people will be outraged, and people in government, people in charge will be blamed because there will be so much outrage from the public. There will be congressional hearings, Senate hearings. There are going to be investigations, just like after 9/11. Remember that? Hey, did you drop the ball here? Who dropped the ball there? He talked to him. How could you not know that? These guys came through the Canadian border. Remember, it was endless. It was endless. How could this happen? How could this happen? And at these hearings, this testimony people have to give in the wake of something like that, people have their old comments and actions played back for them. We're going to listen to this Mayorkas thing with a different ear again in just a moment. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's make sure we're not living with pain. I'm talking about the everyday aches and pains that just kind of negatively affect your life. Remember when my back was out a couple weeks ago? I was in a terrible mood. I'm sure my shows were angrier. I know I was in a bad mood around the house. Everything, it hurts. It sucks. Relief Factor is there to make your life better, to help your body's natural response to dealing with pain. Your back hurts, your neck hurts, your muscles, your joints, your hands, your feet. Take Relief Factor every day. Take it for 3 weeks. Probably won't even take that long. Tell me how your pain feels. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com, all right? All right, now, let's listen to Mayorkas again. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Don't forget, you can email us, and you should email us. We love your emails. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. And I need to start adding this little disclaimer on there. On Monday is Memorial Day. We do not take it off. I actually will be off the rest of the week. I'm on vacation next week, but not Monday. We never have taken Memorial Day off, and God willing, we never will. We will be here doing 3 hours of honoring the fallen. There will be no politics. It'll be honoring the fallen. It'll be all kinds of history and war and battle stuff. And if you have a friend slash relative, somebody whose name you want read on Memorial Day on the show, email that as well, preferably with some sort of a link, because otherwise we have to try to track down the reality of it. Because then we're honoring, you know, Sergeant IP Freely, and we look stupid on the air. So give us a little help. But if you want a name, something read, email it, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to what we were talking about. I heard Mayorkas being interviewed by Neil Cavuto, and the reason it jumped out to me is not just the open border, not the people on the terror watch list, not the everything else. What Alejandro Mayorkas sounds like in this interview to me, he sounds like a man who doesn't want the wrong thing on videotape. He's the head of DHS. If, God forbid, we wake up tomorrow morning and there's another horrific terrorist attack somewhere, no matter what, he is going to be public enemy numero uno, and he's going to get dragged in front of every hearing you can possibly imagine. How could you let this happen? What did you do? What did you do? And during this interview, he sounds like a man who doesn't feel like having comments like, we're good to go, things aren't that bad. He sounds like a man who assumes something bad is coming and doesn't want his comments thrown back in his face. That's why he bends over backwards to avoid a very direct question.
And do you think we are safe with how porous the border has become? Are we safer now than we were before 9/11?
I would say three things, Anil. One, I'm incredibly proud of the men and women of the United States Border Patrol that risk their lives every day.
No, I'm sure you are, but are we safer? Are we safer now?
Number one. Number two, our screening and vetting capabilities are stronger than they ever have been. And three, the reality is, Neil, that we, and not just the United States alone, but Western countries are in a heightened threat environment, especially after the October 7th terrorist attacks by Hamas against Israel. That has only elevated the threat environment in Western countries, and that is why we are as vigilant as we are 24/7 in keeping our country safe.
Sounds a little different when you listen like that, doesn't it? Does that sound like a man who is diligently trying to keep America safe? Or does that sound like a man who's trying to be a little proactive on covering his rear end for what he worries is coming? Hey, look, internationally, it's bad everywhere. Certainly not on us. October 7th, it's scary. I don't know. He sounds like a man who's aware that we might have ourselves a problem here. A big, big, big problem here. Now, Chris asked during that second time where we just played Mayorkas, Chris said, well, why not stop it? Why, he doesn't sound interested in digging in and stopping it and whatnot. And I realize it was a rhetorical question, but well, here's the truth. You know it and I know it. We do not have a government occupied by people who are trying to do their duty to America or do their duty at all or have any strain of patriotism or whatnot. You, me, if we were ever put in charge of DHS, we may screw something up. We probably would. We'd make mistakes, as human beings all do, but you would do your best to protect this country, wouldn't you? And if something happened under your watch, you would feel sick. You'd probably resign in disgrace that you had failed at your job and something had happened. But Alejandro Mayorkas doesn't share your values, and Alejandro Mayorkas understands completely. He is not put in charge. He was not put in charge of DHS to protect the country. In fact, it's exactly the opposite. The communists put another communist in charge of DHS because his job is not to protect America. That's what you want his job to be. His job is to destroy America. Alejandro Mayorkas, anyone who's done any digging in what the Democrats have done at the border, Alejandro Mayorkas is facilitating
the illegal immigration invasion of the United States of America. He is paying for it. He is covering up what they're doing. He's flying people from foreign nations en masse into this country. The difference is you think Alejandro Mayorkas should be protecting the country. He thinks he's supposed to destroy the country. And now we have ourselves quite a pickle, don't we? And that brings us back to, well, jobs. The job you think they should have versus the job they think they should have. This brings us to Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, and others. And we'll come back to that notion of immigrant stuff. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing how handsome I am. Let's go back to kind of what we were talking about. We're switching gears just a little bit. The job we think they have, the job they should have, versus the job they think they have. It's really, really critical. In fact, it's everything, not just in politics, in life, in relationships, in business, in everything. It's critical to understand people's motivations. It's the most critical thing in the world. If you are, maybe you're on the dating scene right now, you're out there looking for a man, looking for a woman, and you take some dime out on a date, some dude sweeps you off your feet and takes you to Red Lobster before they go out of business, and you sit down. And what are your motivations versus what are their motivations? Let's say, you know, you think he's cute. Ah, you think she's cute. Let's say you are wanting to settle down one day, not that night, of course. You're looking for somebody you can marry. Stay married to, raise babies with, make babies with. That's what you're looking for. If they are just kind of shopping around, looking to have fun for a couple hours on a Friday night over some Cheddar Bay biscuits, well, that's something you need to determine immediately. What are your motivations versus my motivations? Do our motivations align with each other?
The reason the right struggles so mightily to understand the communist mentality is the communist mentality is the polar opposite of the normal anti-communist mentality, and the normal person on the right can't seem to grasp that at all. You see this like with Alvin Bragg in New York. We've talked about this so much, this ridiculous Trump show trial going on in New York City. And honestly, even normie lawyers admit that this it's insane. It's crazy. It's the dumbest case ever. It's absurd. And so what you see on the right is people laughing at the absurdity, pointing out the absurdity. Wow, Alvin Bragg looks dumb. This case is ridiculous. Alvin Bragg, what an idiot. He's so stupid. Alvin Bragg isn't in this to look good to you. Alvin Bragg was not elected. He wasn't backed by George Soros and elected by the communists in New York City to look good to you. He's not interested in looking like a prosecutor who upholds the law. He's not worried about looking stupid. Alvin Bragg understands, as a communist, if he wants to rise in America's Communist Party, the Democrat Party, that he must do things to earn that promotion. He's interested in a place at the Central Committee table. That's what he wants. Alvin Bragg wants to be a high-ranking communist. Maybe that's governor of New York one day. Maybe it's president of the country. Maybe it's senator or something like that. And therefore, Alvin Bragg understands he must do certain things. He needs pelts on the wall that will get him advanced so he can one day sit on that Central Committee. His motivations and your motivations aren't even, and they're not even in the same world. I don't understand. Why won't he lock these criminals up? This violent crime, lock these criminals up? Alvin Bragg wants them on the street. Alvin Bragg wants women raped in New York City. He wants people murdered. That's so hard for normal people to accept, but unless and until you accept it, everything you see will confuse you. I don't understand. Why don't you understand? I understand perfectly well. How many headlines we sat here and read? Convicted sex offender let out on jail with no bail, assaults woman in Central Park. How could he do this? Didn't he know that guy? Of course he knew. That's why he let him go. Of course he knew. It's what he wanted him to do. Why is he going after Trump? This trial's ridiculous. Going after Trump is exactly how you get promoted in America's Communist Party. Don't believe me? You see what happened in Georgia last night with Fannie Willis? So Fannie Willis, she may have equaled Alvin Bragg in the ridiculousness of the case she was going to bring against Donald Trump. She was bringing Donald Trump up on RICO charges. You charge the Gambino family with RICO charges. She was bringing Donald Trump up on RICO charges, and you should know, if we got the wrong jury, and we very well may have in Fulton County, Donald Trump, that was what was going to send him to prison before the election because of the way Georgia's elections or trials work. Your appeals process is in prison, pal. The second they say guilty, beep, prison. Trump is going to run for office from state prison. But the whole thing blows up on her. Why does it blow up on her? Because beyond being a nutball, dirty communist, she's apparently horrifically corrupt. She was having an affair with the guy she appointed to actually prosecute Trump. There are all kinds of financial transactions that are ugly. It's very obvious to anyone paying attention that Fannie Willis got the taxpayer checkbook of Fulton County, Georgia, and had herself a real good time. So this is not only a dirtball communist who brought a ridiculous case against the former president of the United States of America, she's been publicly embarrassed and humiliated by scandal. Ugly scandal. It's one of the worst scandals in the last year politically. Fannie Willis, she was in a primary against a Democrat, obviously. It was a primary. Fannie Willis won. Got up last night,
talked about the Grey Goose, baby.
So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, every now and then, you get to stop and smell the roses. And tonight, we're going to stop and smell these roses. We are going to celebrate. We're going to party. The DA drinking Grey Goose, in case anybody wondered.
Ha, 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 DA drinking Grey Goose. Woo!
How could this happen? Oh, in case you thought it was a nail biter, Fannie Willis got 87% of the vote. How could that be? Don't the Democrats in Fulton County, don't they understand that she's violating the rule of law? Don't the Democrats in Fulton County understand that she's using her position as district attorney of Fulton County, Georgia, and she's attacking the former president in an unjust way? Don't Democrats understand? Don't Democrats understand how bad it looks to have a district attorney who's mired in scandal and financial problems and affairs? And don't Democrats understand? No. Democrats understand perfectly well. It's you who doesn't understand. Democrats are all communists now. I know, but your uncle was in the union, and I understand that. I understand that. I'm talking about today, the year 2024. If you are a Democrat, you vote Democrat, you support Democrat, you are either an open communist or you enable and support them. You allow them power. That's what you are. You're an America-hating, dirty communist. That's what you are. Democrats, they ran to the polls to return Fannie Willis to her position because in their mind, Fannie Willis is doing her job perfectly. Perfectly. Why are they? Are they confused? They're not confused. The voters in New York City and Manhattan who sent Alvin Bragg into the DA's office, they're not confused at all. You're the one who's confused. Until you accept who and what you're dealing with, you can never deal with these people. As I have said many, many, many times before, we're dealing with an entirely different species. And the nice, normie, nursery rhyme conservatives on the right are struggling with this concept, and it's killing us. Killing us. That's a fact. Now, we'll get back to this nation of immigrants talk in just a moment. It's the low-T GOP thinking, man. It's why they all need a male vitality stack. Every one of them. It should come, no matter what your office is, if you hold office as a Republican in the country, it should come with an automatic subscription to chalk. In fact, the National Republican Party should be the one purchasing it. Just get all of them a subscription. That way, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. We might actually get some courage. I know that's crazy, but we might get some real courage every now and then if we could get our T levels up. Look, the country is drowning in estrogen. We drink it. It's in our waters. It's from all the birth control in the waters. It's in our water. It's in our plastics. We shower in estrogen. Unless you're doing something to fight back against it, you're not going to make it. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. So get a subscription. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. You can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to come back to this nation of immigrants line here in just a second. I have to talk about something that is, it's hitting the airwaves. And look, I'm not trying to be a cynic. America needs a dad. America has so many moms. This feminized country, it's all moms now. America needs a dad. You know why you need a dad? Because when you show up fat, when you gain a bunch of weight, this happened to me before, gain a bunch of weight and show up at your house fat, your mom will look you in the eye and tell you, you look so handsome. Look at you. You are so handsome. You've never looked better. And your dad will look at you and say, you disgusting tub of goo. What's wrong with you? Get your fat butt in the gym. Put the donuts down.
you need that guy in your life. I have a dad like that. He's been great. He has bailed me out of more jams in my life because of that than I can possibly count. And that's my job, to be America's daddy. So I'm here to tell you how it is. I saw the headline today. It's all over the place about Joe Biden being removed from the ballot in Ohio. I won't go into all the stupid technical details. They missed the deadline, whatever. Officially, as it stands right now, Joe Biden will not be on the ballot in Ohio. And I see so many people on the right cheering, "Woo, Joe Biden, ah, ha, ha, what an idiot, Joe Biden." I mean, yes, he is an idiot and he sucks, but pull up a chair. That dad has to talk to you. Pull up a chair. Come on. Come on. I'm sorry. Hey, son, sit down, please. Son, sit down. Do you honestly think the GOP is going to hold strong in Ohio over a technicality and keep Joe Biden off the ballot? No, seriously, I feel like I'm talking to one of my sons after they screwed up. Please tell me that's not something you actually think. The GOP motto, don't you remember what the GOP motto is? This isn't the hill to die on. It's the GOP motto. And it's what they stand for. That's not who we are. I can already see the nursery rhyme conservatives lining up. Well, I mean, we have to do things the right way. Now, don't get me wrong. If the shoe was on the other foot, Democrats wouldn't even consider allowing Trump on the ballot or some GOP on the ballot. In fact, they'd be dancing naked in the streets. Woo-hoo-hoo! Too bad, so sad, you're off the ballot. But the GOP, you really genuinely think the GOP is going to hold strong and keep Joe Biden off the ballot? Honestly, no. Seriously, if you think that, please reach out to the show. I have a bridge in San Francisco. It is for sale. And for a low price, an outstanding price, I will sell you that bridge. In fact, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona. Great George Strait song, by the way. I have some oceanfront property in Arizona. I would love to sell you as well. Seriously? You don't think that, right? Hey, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Joe Biden's going to be on the ballot in Ohio. All right. Look, death, taxes, and the GOP grabbing their ankles every time they have a chance at a win. Those are the only three guarantees in life. Joe Biden's going to be on the ballot in Ohio. After all, that's not who we are. Don't you love that line? That's not who we are. Honestly, Chris, you know what we could have done? Me, you, Michael, we could have put our heads together. If I thought of this before the show, we wouldn't do it because it would end up getting boring. But we could have taken 3 hours and just played various low-T GOP clips. You know what, Chris? Actually, grab the Mike Johnson one we keep playing. That's just the most recent example. But, oh, gosh, there are a million. I don't mean to just pick on Mike Johnson. It's virtually every Republican. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is confronted with the question about the special counsel Jack Smith. The Department of Justice is currently taking your taxpayer money and using it for an unjust prosecution against the former president of the United States of America. They're actually bragging out there that he can't campaign the way he wants. Here was AOC.
By the way, he's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court, and the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court.
Democrats are out there celebrating the kangaroo court system. And Mike Johnson was asked about it, and he pointed out how bad it was, and then said, "No, I'm not going to defund it. It's been a tradition for 25 years.
With regard to defunding Jack Smith, look, I think that there's been a terrible dereliction of duty with regard to the special counsel and how the whole system has been abused, how they've engaged in lawfare against President Trump. I mean, all of these things are, to me, self-evident truths, but that's not something you wave a wand and just eliminate the special counsel as a provision. It's been part of the law, you know, the tradition and the law here since for 25 years.
So are you prepared then to stick this into appropriations bills to defund the special counsel?
No.
Oh my gosh, you want me to You want me to do something to stop the communists? I'm not gonna do anything. I'm a Republican. I will point out when they're doing things that are bad. I will point out their hypocrisy. That is basically my main profession as a Republican. I'll use lines like, you know, don't you love these lines? That's all the GOP is. Could you imagine if the roles were reversed? Could you imagine if we did this? Just the ultimate, like, you think that GOP, you think they're going to keep Joe Biden's name off the ballot in one of the most critical swing states in the country? Stop. My sides hurt. I can't stop. I'm just dying here. All right, let's move on. Joe Biden's going to be on the ballot in Ohio. Sorry. Don't get your hopes up. Sorry we had to have this talk. Mommy will make you feel better. Daddy had to step in real quick, okay? All right, now let's get to this nation of immigrants talk. Before we get to that, let's have a talk about something awesome. Preborn. How many times have you heard me read you an email? People give to preborn. Honestly, it's very clearly become therapeutic for people because what preborn does is they're saving lives. That $28 you send to preborn goes directly to an ultrasound for a woman who's about to have an abortion. That's where it goes. And when she lays down and she hears the heartbeat, if preborn can get her in and get her that ultrasound, she will choose life almost every time. And people who've gone through so many things, maybe abortion themselves or miscarriages or a mother who died or something, is very clearly is something that blesses people, and I love that. It blesses preborn, it blesses me, and more importantly, it saves lives. You are saving lives. It's all tax deductible. You know, you give them 100 grand if you want. It's all tax deductible. $28 saves that life. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. All right. A nation of immigrants. No, we're not. Talk about that next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.